What values can senior devotees impart to devotees in general? How should they help? How should they conduct their life so that they can help others? Yes, in any course of action that we follow, you know, when a student say joins an engineering degree or say joins engineering college, the one thing that they see is, okay, those who pass out from their college, what are they doing? If they are in good positions, if they have a bright career, the students will say, yes, let me go there. But if they see that, oh, this person is in engineering and now they are unemployed, living on dole, should I do engineering? They'll start getting second thoughts. So whenever we practice, when we take up any process, we look at those who have followed this process, what have they, or where are they situated? So bhakti is a process of inner transformation. That inner transformation which makes us devoted to Krishna. And Prabhupada was asked, how do you know, how can we know your disciples? And Prabhupada could have given many answers. They are always chanting Hare Krishna. He says, they wear tilak. No, Prabhupada says, my disciples are perfect gentlemen, perfect ladies and gentlemen. And Prabhupada focused on behavior. Behavior, you know, gentle, proper behavior, sattvic behavior. Internally, we are remembering Krishna. But that internally, the remembrance of Krishna should manifest as pleasing behavior. So, if a senior devotee is, you know, we should be as kind and as gentle, as welcoming to new devotees. That is how that kindness, gentleness, sensitivity, that is what attracts people towards Krishna. And actually, this is required not just for new people. This is required even among devotees. Sometimes it is said that, now, when we come new to ISKCON, people feed us fried pakodas. And then after we become devotees, they fry us like pakodas. We sometimes take devotees for granted. Hey, they're already devotees. No, at every time, whether they have been practicing devotion bhakti for 1 year or 5 years or 10 years, no, everyone has to get inspiration in bhakti. And we are not going to get inspiration in bhakti from non-devotees. We are going to get the inspiration for bhakti has to come from devotees only. That's why the most important thing that senior devotees, they deal nicely with new people, that is very good. But how senior devotees deal with other devotees is important. Because when there is, ultimately people come for various reasons to spiritual organizations. The philosophy is only one of the reasons. It's an important reason, but it's only one of the reasons. One of the main reasons why people come is, people want a sense of community. People want a sense of belonging. And that's why if they see that, here, people are so affectionate, people are so kind. Prabhupada writes in the Act of Instruction purport that the Krishna consciousness movement will grow, is nourished, and it will grow by the sixfold loving exchanges between devotees. So it's interesting, sixfold loving exchanges are giving gifts, receiving gifts, offering prasad, taking prasad, revealing one's heart, hearing others reveal one's heart. Now actually preaching is not there in any of these activities. We think Krishna consciousness movement will go by preaching, as we give classes to new people and attract them. Yes, it will grow by that. But after people are praying, they will see how we are living. So the sixfold loving exchanges need to be there among devotees. So senior devotees, if they exemplify this loving exchanges, then that will definitely attract a lot of, and inspire younger devotees and attract new people also. So that value of proper behavior, of sattvic behavior, loving Vaishnava behavior, that is what can inspire a lot of people to come towards Krishna.